Today we start in Washington, where President Donald Trump is taking controversial steps to exert greater control over a city he says is overrun by violent crime. Our reporters dug into whether those claims and his actions are justified. Meanwhile, halfway around the world, an unambiguous security crisis is receiving far less coverage. We take you to Darfur, where innocent civilians are being kidnapped and held for ransom as part of Sudan's civil war, now in its third year. Locals are pleading for a global response they hope might restore a real sense of safety. It's Tuesday, August 12th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Erica Page. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. President Donald Trump said he will mobilize the National Guard to Washington, D.C., and assume federal control over the city's police department. "We're going to take our capital back," Mr. Trump told reporters. The move comes despite data showing a drop in violent crime since 2023. Watch for our story tomorrow. Colombian senator and presidential contender Miguel Uribe died 2 months after he was shot while campaigning in Bogota. Political violence is not new to Colombia. Multiple presidential candidates and influential figures were murdered in the 1980s and 90s, including Mr. Uribe's mother, a journalist. Also, Australia became the latest nation to commit to recognizing a Palestinian state, following similar announcements from France, Britain, and Canada. The agreement is based on a commitment that Hamas would have no part in government. Israel and the United States reject the idea. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. President Trump, citing high crime, said Monday that he is placing the District of Columbia Police Department under federal control and deploying the National Guard. But the move comes as statistics show violent crime in the city at a 30-year low and is stirring controversy. Story Hinckley and Caitlin Babcock report from Washington for The Monitor. A new diploma gives Indiana students the option to earn different seals depending on whether they want to go straight to work, serve in the military, or head to college. A major challenge, finding a balance between workforce skills and academic preparedness. Kavita Cardosa reports from Elkhart, Indiana. This story is part of a Monitor collaboration with the Hechinger Report. Abductions have become a weapon in Sudan's civil war, adding to the misery of civilians already living through violence and hunger. Contributor Issa Dafala reports from Kampala, Uganda, for The Monitor. Summers have been getting longer and hotter, with more days of extreme heat. Some states, cities, and employers are taking steps to keep outdoor workers safer. A pending federal rule would take safety guidelines nationwide. Good Luck Ajay reports from Boston for The Monitor. Museums in the West hold art treasures looted during conquests in Asia and Africa. For the countries seeking repatriation of their art, the process is long and complicated, and some may be tempted to circumvent official channels. In the case of China, issues of fairness and national pride are at stake. These conditions may have given rise to the retaking of art through theft. Contributor Terry W. Hartle writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how when the going gets tough, the tough give. America's historic spirit of generosity just keeps on finding fresh openings. Take, for example, a surge in private donations to public broadcasting after recent federal cuts. About 120,000 Americans have so far given some $20 million to national and local public media. "We're relying enthusiastically on the support from our community," Jen Gordon, head of WTVP in Peoria, Illinois, told Crane's Chicago Business. "We're looking to the community, and we're just very grateful." Such a surge fits recent patterns in donations. Last year, individual giving, which is by far the largest portion, rose 5%, according to the most recent Giving USA report. Private giving to charities went up 3.3% over the previous year, after adjusting for inflation. "People are ready to give if they're invited," Woodrow Rosenbaum, chief data officer of Giving Tuesday, told the nonprofit Times. Total giving reached a record $592.5 billion, or about 2% of gross national product. Giving by business was the highest in four decades. Despite the pandemic, high inflation, and budget cuts, the fundamentals of giving are still working like they historically have in the U.S., said John Bergdahl, managing director for Giving USA. Under budget cuts and changes to the federal tax code, types of giving as well as the amounts given might shift. Higher donations, for instance, are expected to flow to nonprofit scholarship-granting organizations. New rules for taking tax deductions could shift giving up or down, according to experts. "Individual giving is the one constant force for philanthropy through good and lean times," Gretchen Littlefield, head of the marketing, data, and fundraising firm, Moore, told the nonprofit Times. "The growth in individual giving is a powerful reminder that generosity remains deeply rooted in our culture, but it doesn't happen by accident," she says. Globally, as well as in the United States, it is difficult to tally the total amount of private giving. "We may not always be able to count the impact of a shared meal, a borrowed blanket, or a spontaneous act of kindness, but we must learn to value it," wrote Francis Bahene Tumwe Kwasize, communications manager at South Sudan Grassroots Initiative for Development, in Alliance magazine. "Because in places where systems fail," he says, "humanity survives through the philanthropy of ordinary people." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how transformation is always possible, even when it comes to debilitating stage fright. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor, copyright 2025.